it's almost, it's in the ether almost, that life is supposed to be not hard. It's supposed to be, I'm supposed to feel good much more of the time than I do. And it just is fiction. You have to see and you have to accept as a part of maturing that life includes both the good and the bad, the easy and the hard, the good feeling and the bad feeling. And that's the nature of it. The nature of it is polarity. The nature of it is black and white, up and down, east and west, north and south. It's not, it's all south. There's no south without north. There's no feeling good without feeling bad. There's no it's easy without it's hard. One isn't that the two exist together, it's one generates the other. It's more intimate, it's more guaranteed. One generates the other. This is the whole Buddhist teaching. And I'm no Buddhist, but this is the whole Buddhist teaching, the middle way. The whole purpose of the middle way, stay in the middle, is don't go too far that way because it'll generate this on the other side. Don't go too far that way because it generates this. Just be in the middle all the time, every way you can. The whole purpose of being in the middle as a method is so that you're not generating more than you have to. Generate some good, you've automatically generated some bad. Generate some easy, you've automatically, for the future, generated some hard. And vice versa. Back and forth, back and forth, seesaw, back and forth. That's the nature. You have to see that life is not unipolar, that it doesn't have a bunch of this. Whenever it has this, it has the opposite on the other side. It's coming sooner or later. Just that recognition.
But it looks like some people has easier life.
You said it right, it looks. Just that recognition. If you really get the recognition, you will see more clearly, and it will not look to you so much like some people have it easier. So that recognition has to take root. And once it takes root, it has to grow. It has to blossom out so it becomes your absolute understanding. Not as an idea, but as what you see with your own mind's eye. That you see this is true. You see that it works this way. You see that there's no other way that it ever works. And there's whole philosophies, whole religions. The Buddhist one is the best example, the biggest example, based on just that idea. Literally, that's the center of it.
I was going to say what stuck with me one time you said that we have unrealistic expectations of life.
Yes.
And that really stuck with me because I could see it in my own life how, you know, we walk around expecting like everything's going to be perfect, and then when something doesn't go exactly right, we're surprised. We're, you know,
yeah.
How do we set that up for ourselves? You know, that unrealistic expectation.
Yeah. By carrying it around and not seeing it, carrying around the idea that it should be a certain way. The pessimist is wrong. The optimist is wrong. Mm-hmm. Be a realist. The realist says, sometimes I feel optimistic, sometimes I feel pessimistic. If you're an optimist, you're wrong. A moment will come when optimism is ridiculous for what's going on. You know, the building's on fire and you're optimistic, get out of here. And the pessimist is dead wrong. There's moments that will be great. And you'll miss them if you're too much living in cynicism or pessimism. But the realist says, I know life contains both. Sometimes I get a beautiful big new house and sometimes it burns down. Both can happen. Sometimes I win the lottery and sometimes I'm in a car accident a week later and never walk again. You know? So
do you think it would be better if we were all like Buddhists and walking?
No, Buddhists are very boring.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When I lived in Thailand, and I mean, there was monks on the street every day, and they just looked so dead to me. I couldn't see how that was the righteous way.
No, they're pessimists in disguise.
That's what it seemed, and that's what, yeah. But I also know just from experience that what you're saying is entirely true. I mean, I've been to Burning Man, I've been on the mountaintop, and then been in hell 2 weeks later.
So you have to know it more than in experience. It has to become so clear that it's part of your permanent unconscious understanding. It's not enough to experience it again and again. You have to learn from the experience. So that learning actually